Joining us in the studio is Dr. Fiona Ross from Bristol University. Dr. Ross is a senior lecturer in politics who specialises in American government and policy. Good morning, Dr. Ross.
Good morning.
They reckon there's going to be a really big turnout when it comes to voting, something like 130 million Americans turning out to vote. The highest turnout, apparently, since 1960. Why do you think that is?
Absolutely. Lots of early voting this year. We think that 30% of the electorate will have voted before Election Day. This is unprecedented. Huge turnout the vote initiatives, particularly among underrepresented constituents like Black Americans, Latino Americans, very energised by the Obama campaign, and really, really strong get out the vote efforts. Again, that early voting should make a big difference. And younger voters. These are voters, the post-baby boom generation, the millennium generation, who have low voting turnout, the worst of any group in the electorate, and they're energised this year. They're excited.
Obama, according to a poll yesterday, a CNN Opinion Research Corporation poll yesterday, 53 to Obama, 46 to McCain.
Yep.
It is still close and could get a lot closer before tomorrow, yeah?
It's close. It's not that close as far as presidential elections go. We've seen a lot closer. I think we need to take two issues into account. Obama's had a consistent lead. A lot of people say since mid-September, but really beforehand. McCain gets a bit of a boost mid-September following a successful convention. But if we look across the long term, Obama's been a lead. Obama's had the lead. McCain has never consistently had the lead in this campaign. The other factor is, if we look at the states, because this election gets played out among the states, not at the national level of the vote, in terms of the Electoral College vote, it's very, very hard to make those numbers add up to McCain. He has to get to 270, and it's hard to do the maths for him.
Dr. Ross, as far as the economy is concerned, they say if America sneezes, we catch a cold. What I'm trying to get at is, does it really matter to us in the rest of the free world and indeed in the world in general? Does it really matter who wins? What difference does it make to us?
Less so. Far less so than you would imagine. Changing the American system is very difficult. The system is loaded against change. The economy is not going to be fundamentally different. The world impact, depending on whether Barack Obama gets elected or John McCain. It will make a difference to some Americans. The tax policies are different. There's no doubt about it. Some of the domestic platforms are different. But in terms of nobody's going to launch a threat to the free market for all the nonsense you've heard about socialism coming from Sarah Palin and John McCain, Barack Obama is no socialist.
And are we still in with our special relationship? I thought the French had usurped us.
Special relationships. Well, again, there's not that much difference between the candidates with regards to foreign policy. And I think we will get less change from the Bush administration than we will actually expect. Barack Obama says he will reach out more to Europe and he will be making greater demands on Europe.
Thank you for that. It's fascinating stuff, and I look forward to talking to you again. Dr. Fiona Ross there, a lecturer at Bristol University specialising in American politics.